This next story is about fear and opportunity. Fear that Brexit could damage one of the world's top banking centers, we're talking about London, while handing opportunities to rival cities in Europe. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, in the era of Brexit, London's loss is Europe's gain.
I'm here in Leadenhall Market. It's a covered market in London with vaulted roofs and cobblestone streets and what's basically an area that's kind of the Wall Street of Great Britain. Now, within a few miles from here, there are 250 foreign banks and about 750,000 finance jobs. Brexit's putting some of those jobs at risk. And that's because after the UK leaves the EU, officials there say the United Kingdom just isn't going to have access to the vast European financial market. And European countries, even small ones like Luxembourg, well, they're already benefiting. I'm meeting a guy named Nicholas Mackel here. He's in from Luxembourg, where he runs the government bank Luxembourg for Finance. Mackel ticks off some of the country's recent gains.
Citibank has announced that it will relocate its private banking operations. Other US operators, for instance, include Northern Trust. As I mentioned also, JP Morgan has decided to relocate.
The Bank of England says that losing access to the EU market could cost the UK up to 75,000 finance jobs, as London-based firms set up subsidiaries on the continent. Nicholas Mackel thinks jobs won't disappear overnight.
There will not be a Brexodus in the sense of masses of bankers leaving London, but it will be a slow erosion of the central role that London is playing in Europe.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Over in Luxembourg, John Heffernan sees an opportunity. In October, he opened Home From Home, a grocery store here that sells food to homesick foreign bankers and their families. He's gearing up for more British customers.
Luxembourg, the sausages are different and the bacon is very thin. It's just doesn't cut the mustard as far as the English are concerned.
He shows me a refrigerator full of English double cream, cheddar cheese, and pastries.
I suppose, you know, it's comfort food, really, for the expats. That's how I'd put it.
How's business going?
Business is beyond expectation so far. We're pleased. Our biggest problem at the moment is logistics and keeping up.
27 finance companies are already planning to open subsidiaries in Luxembourg, but Heffernan's hopes of a Brexit bonanza may be a little optimistic. Charles Muller of KPMG, the professional services firm, says it's not clear just how much work will actually come here.
Even if the company comes to Luxembourg, even the funds come to Luxembourg, doesn't necessarily mean that all the jobs come to Luxembourg.
Many other cities are competing for London jobs, including Dublin, Paris, and Amsterdam. And some are bullish about the potential gains.
I'm here at a Christmas market in the heart of Frankfurt where they're selling everything from waffles to Christmas ornaments, and there's a man in the corner there playing Christmas songs. And there's a sense of celebration in the city these days, in part because officials here feel they're going to get thousands of jobs coming from the United Kingdom because of Brexit.
A few blocks away, Sebastian Schaefer runs TechCordier, an incubator for financial technology startups. He says Brexit has become a marketing tool for cities like Frankfurt and helped him recently attract the interest of firms from around the world.
Brexit just opens up a window of opportunity for other cities in Europe. So before that, it was London. And now I think founders from all over the globe are thinking a little or considering, you know, different locations.
Eric Mengus is CEO of Frankfurt Rhein Main, which promotes the region globally. He doesn't want people to think his city is trying to take advantage.
We are not out there poaching companies, poaching jobs from the UK. And we were among the first to say, look, we're not celebrating Brexit.
But last year's referendum is a gift that could pay dividends across the economy.
Could mean additional business for, you know, the hotels, for the restaurants, for, you know, the whole cultural scene. I think Frankfurt can really profit from this.
To limit the damage from Brexit, the Bank of England has said it would allow certain types of EU banks to continue to operate in the United Kingdom under existing rules, in hopes of keeping their business and as many of their jobs here as possible. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.